Brian McInerney is a hydrologist with the National Weather Service. He says despite the rain now, we're still in a drought, thanks mostly to the poor snowfall over the last several years.
If you look at the drought designation, most of the West is in a drought. We're in the second stage of a drought, and we're doing better, but if we had the last 2 years anything near normal snowpack, we wouldn't be in any kind of a drought. 2011, we had a runoff that was fabulous. We were doing great. And since then, we've just not got any precip over a longer period of time. We've had months where a month or two have gone by and we've done well, but we're below average for quite some time now, up to 2 years.
He says aside from the monsoonal moisture in July, it's been a brutally hot summer.
What we're seeing right now is monsoonal moisture that we see typically every summer where the moisture in the cool air comes up from the Pacific and produces thunderstorms. And it makes things much more tolerable. We had 7 days in a row in Salt Lake of 100 degrees or more, and that was pretty brutal. Pile that on zero measurable rain in June and about 3 days at the end of May and part of July. It was really nasty out.
While the heavy rains have been welcome, he says they've wreaked havoc in some areas of Utah.
We've had landslides in Little Cottonwood Canyon and American Fork. We had a debris flow on the burn scar at the Quail Fire near the city of Alpine that luckily they had two debris basins. They got totally filled up, but they didn't damage any homes. So it's been kind of wild. During that hot spell, we had 3 people die down in southern Utah just from the heat alone. So we've had one of extremes.
He says June would have been a record-breaking dry month had it not been for the slight trace of rain that fell just one day.
I don't know. I guess when you look at it, we've had these before, these very dry periods. Not many. But when you go back to 1874 is when the records are, there's only been 3 different months that didn't have precip at all. And we almost went into that, but we had that trace. So we're close, but no records as of yet.
McInerney contrasts the last 2 years of drought with the bountiful snow year of 2011.
Gosh, we didn't know what to do with the water. We were trying to divert it, trying to give it away. Now what we're seeing is a constant drawdown after 2 years of below average precipitation with above normal temperatures, and people are using stored water at a pretty good rate, and these reservoirs are being drawn down.
It'll get really scary, he says, if we have another dry winter.
If you have 2 years of below average precipitation, the reservoirs take care of us, and that's what they're built for. But once we get into 3 to 4 years, like we did in 2000 to 2004, then we start seeing deficiencies, and the people that manage the water have to take measures so we do have some stored water. And hopefully we won't go into that, because that'll be year 3, as in 2014. Hopefully we'll have a normal runoff for above. That would be really nice. Start the season off early, wet the soils, bring the snow to the mountains.
He explains how the elusive La Nina and El Nino currents affect us here in Utah.
The equatorial Pacific right now, when they look at El Nino or La Nina, if you have a strong La Nina, which is cooler than normal sea surface temperatures, you can put your finger on that and then put your finger on northern Utah and say, typically we get this, or southern Utah. A strong El Nino, more of the same. Not so much in our area up here in Park City. Southern Utah and the desert southwest or the Pacific Northwest has a better signature. We're kind of in the middle.
That's Brian McInerney, hydrologist with the National Weather Service. He says this type of weather is indicative of climate change, seeing bigger and more extreme swings of weather. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.